From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister plans to leave office. Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will step down amid reports of his growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'd be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 28 civilians were killed Thursday in an airstrike on a refugee camp in northern Syria near the Turkish border. The group's director says he doesn't know if the attacking planes were Syrian or Russian. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there's no justifiable excuse for an airstrike targeting innocent civilians. Russia's Mariinsky Orchestra staged a classical music concert Thursday in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra. Renowned Russian conductor Valery Gergiev, a close associate of President Vladimir Putin, led the performance. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says U.S. warships have stopped accompanying U.S. and British-flagged commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. The decision follows a threat by Iran to close the waterways to U.S. and allied vessels. Iran's naval commander announced last week that his country would hold maneuvers in the Gulf. This is VOA News.